Rangers reporting there's been a rash of violence in the final days of spring.
Communities across the country are grappling with an increase in violence in the final days of spring that included at least 4 mass shootings in one weekend. In Detroit, a lone gunman opened fire at a splash pad. There were other shootings and stabbings in locations from Massachusetts to Indiana as sweltering heat takes hold in many regions. Earlier in the year, FBI data indicated a sharp drop in violent crime nationwide, but experts say that summer weather typically brings with it a seasonal uptick in violence. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Racketeering charges have been filed against a Democratic New Jersey power broker.
New Jersey Democratic power broker George E. Norcross III has been charged with operating a racketeering enterprise, threatening people whose properties he sought to take over, and orchestrating tax incentive legislation to benefit organizations he controlled. New Jersey Attorney General Matt Platkin.
Through their alleged acts, the Norcross Enterprise was able to obtain the rights to build multiple buildings and obtain hundreds of millions of dollars in government-issued tax credits.
But Norcross denounced the charges, called Attorney General Platkin a coward, and demanded a speedy trial. I'm Norman Hall.
Over 75 million people in the United States are under extreme heat alerts as a heat wave moves eastward. The Mid-Atlantic and New England are likely to see highs in the 90s as the week progresses. Excessive humidity will make it feel even more oppressive. Officials again are warning residents to take precautions. Much of the Midwest and Northeast are under heat warnings or watches. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 188 points, the Nasdaq rose 168, with the S&P 500 index up by 41. This is SRN News. A new look at religious freedom in an unexpected place.
Everyone knows of the awful persecution being applied to Christians in places such as North Korea or Iran, but the Family Research Council's Center for Religious Liberty has been looking at violations of religious freedom in Western countries. The FRC's new report finds nearly 170 incidents carried out against Christians over just the last 3 years. They include fines for public prayer and pandemic church closures, and the U.S. tops the list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Deadlines are coming up between now and July 5th in 5 states where advocates are trying to gather enough voters' signatures to put abortion-related questions on ballots in November's elections. Measures that would enshrine abortion in state constitutions are already on the ballot in 4 states, and officials in 2 more are checking whether the petitions submitted there are valid. This is SRN News. Wall Street rose to new highs as all 3 markets set more records. We hear more on the all-time highs from correspondent Seth Soutel, who reports from New York City.
Stocks rallied to more record highs on Wall Street as gains for technology companies keep pushing the market higher. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Monday, beating the all-time high it set on Thursday. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1% to set a record of its own. The Dow added 188 points. That's about 0.5%. The Dow remains below its all-time high. Broadcom rose 5.4%, piling more onto its strong gains from last week. Big gains for other technology companies also helped push the market higher as companies benefit from a market frenzy surrounding AI. Those gains helped more than offset increased pressure on stocks from higher treasury yields in the bond market. Seth Soutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.